Hi, William. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Oh, hi. Great. This is Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding your account and the past due balance.
Hello?
Yes, I know they're going to cancel your website today, ssscreenandwindow.com. So you and I had agreed to continue for the $49 a month. If you would like to do that, I can set it up now. If not, we're going to lose the website.
I thought we got an extension.
No, you asked me for one until April, but I told you since your account had already been on hold for 6 months, that's the maximum that we can do. So we'd be better off to cancel it, and then you call us when you're ready and we restart it. Or you could do the $49 a month for the website hosting to keep that up and running. And that's what you had asked to do. But when you had me call you back the next day at 11 a.m. for the card, I missed you. I left a message and everything, but you weren't available at that time.
So I'm going to lose the website?
Yeah, it'll benefit you to do the $49 monthly because when you're on a hold, there's a big orange banner at the top of your site that says the information here is no longer being updated. So, you know, people might think that you're out of business and not call you because of that. So once you pay the $49, that orange banner comes down and your site is fully functional. So even though you don't want to reinstate the whole $199 package until April, what will happen is you might get jobs trickling in here and there because they will see that you have a credible website with nice things being posted about you. You know, in the meantime, that's fully functional. Because for the last 6 months, it's had that banner on it.
Yeah, I can't do nothing until April. I just can't. I'm sick.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, just know that I'll send you a link to our website options. Now they're starting at $2,500 up front to rebuild it, plus $49 a month hosting. So if you go that route, it might be very, very expensive in a few months to get it back up and running because once this one comes down, we won't have the option to do, you know, just the hosting. Someone's going to have to go back in and rebuild it.
Well, I wouldn't go back for $2,500 a month. I could get another one.
No, no, no. That was what they do now is they build the website for a one-time fee of $2,500, and then they just do the $49 a month hosting.
But we don't have
to charge you the $2,500 because the site's already up, right? We can just go straight to the website hosting. If it helps you whatsoever, William, I could try to get an override and put you into the corporate rate for hosting, which is just $29 a month. Now, typically, you have to have 100 locations to get that rate. You have to be like a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness. But I can definitely explain the situation to my director and see if they would allow me to at least do that for you. Because if I could get that approved, it would at least save you $20 a month and still keep the website up for you.
So if you could do that, and then after this month and on, it's always going to be $30 a month?
Correct. Once I get the override, you'll be grandfathered into that rate where it would never go up for you.
If you could do something like that, I guess that would help.
Of course. Well, I'm so glad that I mentioned it. I always love to help people as much as I can. So I'm sending out a message to my director just to get an override to do that $29. And then I have to make an adjustment in the billing. And then what I'm going to do also is push the next billing out 30 days for you. So once I get the override, you'll pay the $29 now. But rather than getting another payment due on February 2nd, because that's your current billing date, it'll now become the 19th of each month. And you'll be paid in full until the 19th.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that'll help so much. Thank you.
Oh, no problem, William. I'm glad that I was able to assist you. So I found, let's see here. Do you have a call tracking number or no? No, you don't. You have just the website. So I was just going to select this package. And then I have to put in the override code. And then you will
but
be good to go.
You're not going to charge you nothing else more than $29.
Exactly. It's $29 flat, so there's no taxes or surcharges or anything like that. But I just have to wait for the system to apply that rate, so it's spinning. So just give it a second or two, and then I'll be able to get you all up to speed.
Okay.
Let me... Here we go. Okay, perfect. And then I have to adjust the price in two more spots, and then we can get the show on the road for you.
So that helps you stay at the top of the list too, right?
No, that's what the $199 package does. So in order to be on the first page of Google, every time a new revision comes in, you have a team of technicians here that will update your information and refresh your data, and that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the page or upload a few files. But when you do $29, it just keeps the website up and running. But, you know, as you know, it's 2026, and every valid business needs a website anyway, so it's definitely going to help you. Yeah. Okay, so I have the price adjusted for you, which is great, and then it's still the same billing address. Is 63 Sekim or Sekim Street?
No. You should have the 253 South Franklin Street.
Okay, let me fix that. 250. It wasn't under that, so let me fix it. It could be that's what we're using for the business, but the billing was different. Okay,
no,
is that still in Quincy?
No, Holbrook.
Holbrook. Okay, Holbrook. And the zip code, please?
02343.
02343. Okay. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 5143.
Okay.
7724.
Okay.
19136107.
And expiration?
I can cancel this at any time, too, right? Like last
time? Yes. Yes, just call us within 3 business days of the 19th of any month, since your new billing will be on the 19th, okay? Okay.
Yep. And the expiration is 0729.
Okay, and the code?
786.
786.
Correct.
Also, what you can do in April, if you want to upgrade and get back on the top of the list, you can go back to the program that you had, you know, for a couple months or for the summer, whenever you want to, and then come your off season, you could go back to this hosting, you know, of $29. And the package that you have, because you're now in a corporate pricing, when you go back to it, it would just be $129 a month. So, again, that's usually just for, you know, businesses that have 100 locations, but I already got an override for you, so it's going to stick with that. So even when you want to go and kind of ramp things up again, let us know, and it'll just be $100 more a month during that those months that you're using that portion of the program.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you. I got the – well, actually, let me make sure I get the green light on the payment, and then you will be good to go. One second here. It is the 19th, 2026. Okay, it worked. I got the green light for you, so you're all set. So thank you for taking care of that, William. And that orange banner on the top of your site, it will be removed within one business day. So if you check it tomorrow, it'll be all fully functional again, okay?
Excellent. I thank you much.
No problem. Have a good evening.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.